My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Daniel Webster, a freshman representing the Sunshine State's 8th Congressional District. He is also one of the strong supporters of the latest effort to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. It's officially known as H.J. Res 2 and will be voted on by the House of Representatives later this week. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be on.
So many different ideas here, at least a handful of different ideas for the balanced budget amendment. This one, from what I understand, mirrors exactly what nearly became a constitutional amendment back in 1995. What does it call for, and why did you decide this was the best one of the batch?
Well, I believe that, in my mind, a constitutional amendment needs to be simple. And it works in Florida. And that's I was in the legislature for 28 years. We had a constitutional mandate to balance the budget. And all it said was that, number one, we passed a budget every year. Number two, that the revenues would not, or the spending would not exceed the revenues, period. And I think that this amendment sort of embodied that. It was a simple amendment that just says we got to live within our means. And I think everyone can understand that. Some of the states, there are 49 others that have balanced budget amendments for their state budgets. Some of them are somewhat complex and have little twists here and there, and you get around this and get around that and do this and do that. And those are the ones that are in trouble. But Florida, on the very day that the federal government's credit rating went down, Florida's went up, and it went up for one thing. The legislature balanced the budget based on that simple amendment, and their credit rating went up. That's exactly what we need here.
Obviously, there's a major gap between revenues and expenditures right now. We're seeing record deficits in the neighborhood of $1.3, $1.4 trillion. Right now, you've got this super committee trying to find ways to reduce increases in spending by the tune of $1.2 trillion over 10 years. So how would you expect Congress to do this? Are we going to see massive tax hikes? Are we going to see people finally bite the bullet on spending? What do you expect?
I think there's just got to be a cap, and the cap becomes the constitutional amendment. Once that's in place, I think that there is a hammer that comes down that says, look, this is all the money we have. We're going to spend the cash just like every family does, just like every business does. They adjust their budget based on the amount of money they have. And I think when you take the credit card out of the government's hand, then they're going to have to get real and balance this budget. And I think it's going to happen. I think once we get it there, I know that the balanced budget will happen.
There are some conservatives who are saying that this is not going far enough. On the other hand, in this debate, they say that if there's not a cap on spending as a percentage of GDP, if there's not a supermajority to have a tax increase, then all that's going to happen, based on recent Washington history, is they'll just keep raising taxes to keep up with spending because people can't seem to cut spending. Do you fear that's the case? And what do you make of the call for more details in this amendment after you mentioned simplicity was kind of an important key here?
Right. I think, again, having the simple language that governs the amount of money we spend is really all we need. That's what we need. And this whole idea of these other things being in there sometimes becomes the double-edged sword that allows for wiggle room to get around it. To me, that's what I would like to see. In Florida, it works. And that's the only experience other than Congress I've had, and I've only been here for maybe almost 11 months, but I was there for 28 years. And for those 28 years, we had a balanced budget. And even during the middle of the year, if there was some tweak or something happened and we went out of budget, we met again and rebalanced. And I think that is what we ought to be focused on. And the simpler we make it, the easier it's going to be understood by the public, the easier the legislatures that would also have to approve this, 38 of them, it would be a lot easier for them to do that. And I think that's the way to go. Simple is good in this particular case.
If, in fact, this were to be enacted, how long would it call for Congress to get its books in order? Would it be in the next fiscal year, a number of years later? Is there any idea of how that would work?
Well, number one, it has to go back to the states.
Right.
And then it has to be approved by three-fourths of the states, state legislatures. That takes a little bit of time. The average is about 7 years to get it done. But I think it has an immediate effect, even if it has not fully cleared the states, even if there's still time to be done, even if there's a little bit of allowance on what the implementing date and all of that. I think it has an immediate impact on what happens here in Washington.
Since 49, I believe, out of 50 states have this, do you think getting it out of Congress is the hard part?
I do, for sure. I believe this clears the states. I think they know what it's like to live under a balanced budget, and I believe they'll pass it.
How are the votes shaping up? I don't know if you're one of the whips on this, but what's it looking like, and you think you can get that two-thirds majority this week?
Well, I think it's going to be hard. It's going to be what the Democrats do. I mean, we need them. It takes two-thirds, and that's a little bit more than the Republican votes we have, and so we're going to need them to do it. If the people who voted for this same idea in 1995 will vote again for it, it'll pass.
How much have you heard from your own constituents on this? I guess they're used to it in Florida, but as they see, obviously, the fiscal crisis and now $15 trillion in debt coming out of Washington, how fed up are they about this, and how passionate are they to see this pass?
In my district, 77% approve a balanced budget, want to have a balanced budget amendment.
We're expecting a vote Friday, is that correct?
Yes. So we'll see what happens. I really hope it goes. It's an important issue, and it will bring sanity to this city.
Congressman, we'll be watching the debate. Thank you, sir, very much.
All right, thank you.
Florida Republican Congressman Daniel Webster represents his state's 8th Congressional District, just elected to that seat back in 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.